Today's Shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Hey. We will begin on Daf Nun Dal Rama Beis, three lines from the bottom. Vam Rabbi Yehuda, Shloisha Dvorim Hamarch Behem. There are three things that somebody takes time doing them. Marichan Loi Yomav B'Shnois Tov Shel Adam. They cause his life to have a long life. Hamarch B'Tfilosai, somebody who spends a long time in Tfilah. Vamarch Al Shulchanai, and somebody who spends a long time at his table. Each one of these things will be explained in the Gemara. But Marach Besakisa, and somebody who spends a long time in the lavatory. Rikvegor on the side of the Gemara asks that why doesn't the Gemara mention Hamarach Ba'amein? That the halach is that somebody is Marach and Amein, also Marichan Loi Yomav and Shnoisav. So Ramosha Sternbach answers, our Gemara only refers to such situations which are time-consuming. Of course, saying an Amen is very important, but an Amen doesn't take up a lot of time. I once saw a Vart, the Gemara says that a Marach B'Tfila, somebody who spends a lot of time davening, Marichan Lo Yomav V'Shnoisav, that the Chassam Sofer once said, that the Chassam Sofer spent a long time davening, and his Talmidim asked him, during this time you could have learned, you could have written tshuvas. He says, the Gemara says, Hamarach b'tfilah, if somebody spends time davening, Marich la yomav v'shnoisav. So all the time that I lost, because I was davening, I'll make up with my Arichas Yomim to be able to make up that lost time for learning. Ask the Gemara, Vamarach b'tfilosam al yusahu, is it indeed preferable to spend a lot of time davening? Vamar b'chibar av abba amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol marach b'tfilosam ma'ayim ba, somebody who spends a lot of time davening and hopes that what he davens for will be fulfilled, soipol de kevlev, at the end he will have heartache. Shinemar, as the Pasuk indeed says, Techeles Memushcha, somebody davens for a long time, Machla Lev, it causes him to be sick at the heart. Vamar, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak indeed says, Shloisha Dvorim, Maskir Mavois of Shalodom, there's three things that cause that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember a person's Averis. Vela and Kir Notu, if he walks under a wall that is leaning to fall, so it's a place of Sakana, and it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide, should I save this person or not? V'iyun tefillah, somebody who davens and assumes that his tefillah will be answered. U'maisadin al chaver l'shamayim. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of that person who is starting up with me. The Gemara Masechet Baba Kama, however, says that the issue of HaMaisadinai L'Shamayim only applies where you have recourse. You could go to Besdin, you could go somewhere to deal with the issues that you have. But if there's no recourse, if there's no way that you have recourse, then you may be Maisadinoi L'Shamayim. But the Ramah says that even if you have no recourse, there is no Besdin, before you Maisadinoi L'Shamayim, you should first approach this person and tell him your issue, and only then, if he still doesn't stop, you should be Moisadin al-Shemayim if you have no other recourse. Answers the Gemara, so is being marked but feel a positive or not? Answers the Gemara lo-kasha. Hodem ayimba, if somebody spends a lot of time davening and expects that his tefillos will be answered, then he shouldn't be doing so. Hodem ayimba, he just spends time davening, but it's not like he specifically expects that his tefillos will be answered, that's not an issue. On the contrary, v'heichi ovid, what should a person do? The mapish brachmi, he should constantly daven more and more. And davening is, of course, what will be his Yeshua. Then the next thing we learned was that what causes a person arichas yomim is hamarach al shulchanai. Somebody spends a time by his table is Zoyche Tarichas Yomim. Why? Because Dama Asya Ani, maybe the Ani will come, V'yavlei, and he'll give him food. Diksiv, the pasuk says a mizbech eight shloish amos gavoya. Diksiv, the pasuk describes in Yecheskel the mizbech, and the other pasuk says v'yedab elai ze ashulchan shlefnei Hashem. So the pasuk began with mizbeach, speaking about the mizbeach, and then it switched over the sign to speak about the shulchan. Says the Gemara of Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Darmi Tavayu, Kozman Shebeis Mishkayim, as long as we had the Beis Hamikdash, mizbeach mechapel Yisrael. The mizbeach brought us a kapara. V'achshav, now that unfortunately we don't have the mizbeach, shulchanoi shel Adam mechapeloi, that the shulchan that we sit on brings us a kapara. So I saw from the Divrei Shaul, he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our kabbonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, gave us a mitzvah to bring kabbonis, and because he gave us a mitzvah to bring kabbonis, he gives us the panosa that we should be able to bring kabbonis on the Mizbeach. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us parnasa that we should be able to do on the table what we're supposed to do, as we're learning, invite guests to our table, and that's why we'll be zoich to parnasa. Another pshat is that when we invite guests, as we've discussed in this mesechta, the guest says a bracha to the Baal HaBayis, and that bracha brings us bracha to our lives. From here we see, says the Sefer Minig Yisrael Torah, how the Mizbeach, how the Shulchan is compared to Mizbeach. And that's why the halacha is, one may not sit on a table. Because just like one would not be allowed to sit on the Mizbeach, it's the Mizbeach of Hashem, you may not sit on a table. Similarly, the halacha is that when we say Birchas Hamazon, there should be no knives on the table. Because just like the pasuk says regarding the mizbeach, loisonof alei and barzel, and as the mechilta explained, ein odin shiyonof hamakatzal ma'arich, something that's made to shorten someone's life doesn't belong on a mizbeach, which is here to lengthen our lives. So the shulchan was saying is like a mizbeach. So certainly when we're saying birchas hamazon, we shouldn't have a knife on the table. That's also the reason that we should bring salt to the table, especially as we learned earlier in the Masechta, the bread that we eat nowadays has salt in it. So why do we have to bring salt to the table? But just like the Torah says regarding kabbonis, akol kabboncho takriv melech, so too the mizbeach, which is like the shulchan, the shulchan, which is like the mizbeach, should always have a salt on it. Then we learned v'amar beis akisei. Somebody who spends time in the Beis HaKisei. Ask the Gemara Mal Yusahi, is that something beneficial? V'tanya, sarad v'arim, mevim es odin l'tei tachtonius. The 10 things that cause hemorrhoids. Ha'echel alei kanim, somebody eats the leaves of reeds. V'alei kevhanim, the leaves of grapevines. V'luluvei gefanim, the shoots of the grapevines. Merigei behema, the rich part of an animal. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that's why when Avraham Avinu gave the Malachim tongue, he gave them tongue that was peeled, because the peel of the tongue has ridges, and our Gemara says that's dangerous. I also saw that it's only a problem, ridged meat is only a problem if it's not served with a dip. But as Rashi teaches us in Chumash, that Avraham Avinu gave them tongue in chardal, in mustard, and that takes away the problem of the ridged meat. V'shedroi shaldag, the backbone of a fish. V'dag malich she'en mevushal kol tzorkoi, salted fish that wasn't completely cooked. Hashoyse shimer yain, somebody drinks the sediment of the wine. V'mekanech besid, somebody who wipes himself when he uses the bathroom with lime. V'cherasis, with a shard of pottery. Or mekanech betzor shekinech by chaveri, he uses a shard that somebody else used. Somebody who spends too much time squatting in the bathroom. So here we're saying that going to the bathroom is good. And here it says just the opposite. Answers the Gemara Loikasha. If somebody spends a lot of time in the bathroom, but he doesn't squat, he sits on a seat, that's good. Hadamarech v'loitali, but if he squats, it's no good. If he sits on the seat, it's not a problem. There was this noble one, woman that said to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, your face resembles either somebody who breeds pigs or lends money on interest, because they make their parnasa very easily. And you look, and therefore your face is glowing. Amrla, to which he said to her, Hamanusa, I can make a shvua, the Ladi Tavayu Asurian. Both of them are also for a Jew to do. Rather, El Esrim Arba Besakisa Ika, there are 24 lavatories, Mishbezoi Labe Midrasha, from where I stay until the yeshiva, and the Chizilna, and when I go from one location to the other, Bedikta Nafshai Bekula, I go to all of them. And because I go to all of those bathroom, that's why I am so healthy. First, we learned about things that give us a long life. And now the Gemara speaks about just the opposite, things that cause shortening of our lives, chas v'shalom. Somebody's called up to the Sefer Torah and he doesn't go. Somebody's given a cup to say birchas hamazon v'einam mevarech. And again, the Gemara explains each one of them. Sefer Torah likrois veina kairu. Somebody who's given it, gets an aliyah and doesn't take it. Diksiv kihu charecha chayecha v'ayruch yamecha. The Torah gives us arichas yomim, and somebody who stays away from it is staying away from arichas yomim. And I saw that the Sa'as Tshuva slave Chaim from Chaim Pelagi, Chel Gimel Simen Yud Beis, says that let's say you're in a shul and you were called up to the aliyah of Techachop and you don't want to go up to that aliyah. You have to go up because our Gemara says refusing an aliyah is sakonas tefashis. Similarly, there was a person, somehow or another, he ended up buying or getting the rights to two aliyahs. And he was to Shlishi and to Shishi. And he wanted the Shishi, but he was called up to the Shlishi. And he didn't want to go up. He said, I'd rather get the letter later aliyah. So halacha is that you can't do that. You have to take whatever aliyah you get, you should never refuse the aliyah. Similarly, I saw a tshuva in the Shaila Shloima, Chelek Aleph Simen Tazayin. There are those that feel that the brachas in the Sheva brachas are a bracha smuch el chavrta. And the halacha is that a bracha has smuch el chavrta should not be said by different people. Most people have the minig, as we know, that the Sheva brachas are divided between different people. But let's say you have a minig that you don't believe that the Sheva brachas should be divided, but you're by a simcha where the Sheva brachas is divided, and you're called up to say one of the Sheva brachas, you should go up and take that bracha. Otherwise, you're in the category of somebody who's called you up for Davar Shebekedusha, and you refuse. The next thing is, Kaisha bracha levarach v'enem bevarach. If you're given the Kaisha bracha by Brichas HaMazon and you refuse it, that is a problem, the ksiv, because the pasuk says, V'avarcha mevarachecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless those that bless Hashem, not the opposite. The Magen Avraham says that why? Because as we mentioned a moment ago, when somebody leads the Birchas HaMazon, if he's a guest, he says a Yiratzen to bless the host, and if you don't do so, it's a violation of Avarchem Avarchecha. And therefore say the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham says it, the Bizman Azeh, as we mentioned earlier, when we say Brichas HaMazon, we anyway say that a harachman for the Balabayas. So no matter, even if you're going to get Brichas HaMazon, leading the Brichas HaMazon or not, you're going to say that harachman, so it's less of an issue. V'amanik atzmei b'rabonis, somebody who tries to act with a lot of authority, Damar Abchama b'rchanina, v'mnei ma'yis Yosef koydim lechov, why did Yosef die before all of his brothers? He acted with trying to act with authority. And as we're going to learn, the Gemara speaks about the ill effects in our Shia today of an ayin hara. And Yosef, the Gemara says, Yosef and his descendants are immune to ayin hara. So if anything, Yosef should have had arichas yamim. Why didn't he have the arichas yamim? Because nag atzmai b'rabonis. And of course, as the Sefer Vetziva Koyin explains, there's nothing wrong with Rabbonis. What the issue with Rabbonis is if somebody takes the Rabbonis to use it to act in an authoritative fashion. As I used to hear very often from Belsky Zatzal, he used to say, it says in Pirkei Avos, Usneyas Rabbonis. So he used to ask, does that mean that somebody should not want to be a Rav? Somebody should not want to be a rabbi? He said, Chas v'shalom. What you should hate is the Rabbonis part of the Rabbonis, the part that makes people think that you're great, that you have to act in an authoritative fashion. That's the snei. That's the part of the Rabbonis that you should hate. V'amar Rav Yehuda Merav, Shloish Tzricha Rachmim. There are three that need constant Rachmim. Melch Toiv, a good king. Shana Toiv, a good year. V'chaloyim Toiv. So I saw the Mashah's pshat in this Gemara is that at the beginning of the year, you have to ask special rachmim that you should have, that the king, that you should have a good year, obviously, that you should have good dreams this year. And the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah says that Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah al-Malachim. So the king should daven that he should have a good year. The Tzlach takes an opposite approach. The Tzlach approach is that all of us, most of us, are judged at the beginning of the year. But the Melech and the others that I mentioned here are constantly looked at. And since they're constantly looked at, we have to constantly daven for Hatzlocha. Melech Toiv Deksiv, Pal Ge Mayim, Lev Melech B'yad Hashem. The king, the Hashem is constantly looking on the king. Shana Toiva, regarding how the year will go, Deksiv, Tomet Enei Hashem Alekecha Bo, Mereshis Hashon of Achos Hashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly looking at how this year should go. Chaloyim Toiv, the Ksiv, as we'll discuss in our Gemara, V'tachlimeni, V'tachyeeni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the Chaloyim, and according to Chaloyim, that's how my life will go. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Dvar Machlas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. There are three announcements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself. Rav, if the Chas V'Shalom will be a hunger, Soiv if Baruch Shem, there will be plentiful, Upanas Toiv, and who will be the leader of Klal Yisrael. As the Mashah explains, we don't always understand what's happening. We don't understand what is a good economy. We don't understand what is a bad economy. We don't understand why is this person the leader. Tells us the Gemara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes decisions, and we don't always understand what is the reasoning behind what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But even though we don't understand who is the leader in Klal Yisrael, that is, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who should be the leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. Rav Deksiv, Kikar Hashem L'Rav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces the hunger. Soiv Deksiv, V'karasi al adayagun v'ribeisei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how much panasa there should be. Panas toiv deksiv, v'yadab Hashem ha'moish leima, rei karasi v'shei b'tzalel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself appointed b'tzalel. And as I saw from the Sefer Da'as Shraga, we don't really find that b'tzalel was a leader of Klal Yisrael. We find, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that b'tzalel was a big talmid chacham. B'tzalel was the builder of a mishkan. Says the Da'as Shraga that is the definition of a parnas. The parnas doesn't necessarily mean the one who's the leader of Klal Yisrael. The parnas also represents one who's the greatest Talmud Chacham. But the Chasam Sofer explains, since the purpose of the building of the Mishkan was to be Mechaper on the Chet HaEgel, so we needed somebody who was a great individual that he could indeed bring that kapara to Klal Yisrael. V'am Rabbi Yehuda, Shloisha, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eim amidim panis al tzibur. We don't appoint a leader on Klal Yisrael. Elm kein nemlochem betzibur. We have to first get the approval of Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, Shnema, Ru kar Hashem b'shem betzalel. I'm like HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Hogan Alech Betzalel, is Betzalel acceptable to you that he should be the leader to build the Mishkan? I'm like Rabbeinu Shloilem, Im L'fanecha Hogan, if he's acceptable to you, L'fanei L'koshkein, I'm like, Afa Pekin Lech L'Hem L'Yisrael, go consult with Klal Yisrael. Holach for Amalem Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu indeed went and consulted with Klal Yisrael, and he asked them, "Hogan Aleichem Betzalel, is Betzalel acceptable to you to be the builder of the Mishkan?" Amalem Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lefneichu Hogan. If he's fine with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's fine for you, Lefneinu LeKoshkein, he's certainly acceptable to you. So the Mashal explains, since the Halach is, as Harol Tzibur Shetia Amos Dayan Aleihem, Tzibur has to respect their leader. If they won't be the ones to have appointed him, they won't have that proper respect for that leader. The Maritz explains that what Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael were saying to Hashem, we human beings can only see the outside of a person. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have the ability, however, to see what's doing inside the person. So if you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see that Betzalel is the right person, you are able to see what's inside. We, who can't see what's inside, certainly accept your position. And I saw in the Sefer Daf Aladaf that even in a situation where a rabbonis or a position should go by Yerusha, should go by inheritance to a child, to a son, that doesn't mean that he should just get it automatically. Even when a son is getting a position by Yerusha, we have to ask the tzibur if they're agreeable to that appointment. Amr Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yonasan. Betzalel al shem chachmasa nikra. Betzalel was called regarding his chachma. When Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Lech omeloi l'Betzalel, go tell Betzalel, aseli mishkan arim v'kelim, build for me the mishkan, the arim and the kelim." Halach Moshe v'hapach. Moshe turned over the order. Omeloi, asay arim v'kelim mishkan. First, make the arim, the kelim, and the mishkan. Omeloi. So Betzalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Min hagel shalaylam." Typically, adam ba'in ba'is tchila. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody builds a house, v'akach machnas l'toch v'kelim, and then he brings the furniture in. Ata oyma aseli arim v'kelim. You're telling me to build, to break the furniture, and then make the Mishkan. But the question is, kelim sheni esa, the furniture that I make, l'heicha nachnisem, where will I put them? Shema, so Betzalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shema kach amulcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe this is what Hashem said. Maybe Hashem said, "Asay Mishkan, first build the Mishkan, and then make the Arim v'Kelim." Amalei, to which Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Shem b'tzel kelei Yisuv yadata. I see that you're the right person, because you are a person that you are able to determine that first should be built the Mishkan, and then should be built the Kelim should be brought into the Mishkan." And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Meravsim Igra that the we know that we read on Chanukah the parsha of the Chanukah's Hamizbeach, but the Mishkan was only erected on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and that's what Betzalel said. If we're going to finish the Kelim on Chaf Hei Kislev, and the Mishkan won't be built until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, what will I do? I saw a pshat from the Sefer Masas Moshe in explaining this dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Betzalel. The Gemara Masechet Kedushin Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis discusses, should one get married first and then learn Torah, or vice versa? And the Gemara says, Halon V'Halahu, and explains Tosis, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who were wealthy, so they could get married and then learn Torah. The people in Chutz La'aretz who couldn't afford that first learn Torah and then get married. We know that the Aron represents Torah. The Mishkan represents the house. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bezalel, first build the Mishkan, like the Bnei Yisrael, and then bring the Torah, bring the Aron, which represents Torah. But Bezalel said that was only before Klal Yisrael did the Chayta Egel. But once Klal Yisrael did the Chayta Egel, they need to get the Tahara immediately. How does one get to Tahara? The one gets to Tahara by learning. And therefore, first I have to bring the Aron in, and after I bring the Aron, then I could make the Mishkan get married. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Marav, Yedei Betzalel Tzarav, Oishis Shenibem Shemayim V'aretz. Betzalel had the ability to put together the alabes, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Ksiv Hocha, V'malo Yisoy, it says regarding Betzalel, V'malo Yisoy, Ruach Elohim, B'chochma B'sunu B'das. Ksiv Hosom, Hashem B'chochma Yosat Aretz, Koinem Shemayim B'tfula. V'ksiv, he had this incredible wisdom. Somebody, HaKadosh Baruch only gives chachma to somebody who already has chachma. HaKadosh Baruch gives chachma to those that already have chachma. And HaKadosh Baruch gives wisdom to those that already have wisdom. Shamrav Tachlifa B'Marova. Rav Tachlifa ben Marava from Eretz Yisrael heard them saying this Maimer Chazal. V'omer kamei de Ravua, omer le'aton mahos masnitzin lu. You take the source for this from there, anan mahochem masnitzin lo. But we take it from here. Ksiv ubelei kochach maleiv nosati chochma. So now, of course, the question is: if HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives chochma to somebody who already has chochma, so how does a person get the first jolt of chachma? So the answer is, the pasuk says, "Reishis chachma yiras Hashem." If somebody has yiras Hashem, that's when he gets chachma. Another pshat is if somebody realizes and davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he needs chachma, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the chachma. In fact, that's the interesting observation we can make about all the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. In all the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, we say Slach Lanu, and we say, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Moichlos? Ki Kael Toiv Salchata. Rufeinu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Rufua, Ki Kael Melech Reifin Neman. When we speak about the bracha of Chachma, we say Atta Choyne Ladam Das. First, we have to say that we recognize that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the source of all Chachma. When we recognize that you are the source of all Chachma, then we can be Zoichet to Chachma. Rav Chaim Vital has a different pshat in this Gemara. Yov Chachma l'chakimim, he says, means that who is Zoichet to understand the Sodus HaTorah, the depths of the Torah? Somebody who learns Nigla. First you learn Nigla, first you learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, the Paiskim, and then you could be Zoichet to the Sodus HaTorah. Amar Chizda, kol chaloim. Says Rav Chizda, any chaloim is good, v'loy tavis. But don't dream of a chaloim where you are fasting. That's a bad sign. Another pshat is that the Aruch says that if you're fasting and you see a bad dream, you shouldn't take it seriously. It's because since you're not eating, that puts you into the bad mood that you should have a bad chaloim. A dream that wasn't interpreted, kagar to the loimikaria. And as long as the dream has not been interpreted, you need not be concerned about it. A good dream doesn't get completely fulfilled. And a bad dream isn't completely fulfilled. A bad dream is better than a good dream. Why? Because a bad dream causes us to do tshuva. V'amar, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Bad dream, the sadness that you get from having that bad dream will be as if the bad thing that was supposed to happen to you will have happened already. And if you have a good dream and you're happy about it, that's maybe the fulfillment of the dream and nothing more good will happen to you. A good dream, I feel it, but the chusum filmali. Even when I have a positive dream, and as the Mefarshim explained, he was an individual who didn't typically dream. He said, but even I, who didn't dream on a regular basis, that joy that I had from having that good dream caused it not to happen. V'amrav Chizda, chama bisha kosher menagda. A bad dream is worse than getting malchus. Shenema, v'lekim osu shiur mulfonov. Nothing could cause a person to do tshuva more than a bad dream. Hanavi asher itoy chaloyim v'sapa chaloyim, v'asher yidabi itoy yidabi divrei emes. The pasuk speaks about dreams, about nevuah, and then the pasuk concludes, malat heaven asabar num Hashem. How do we speak about the chaff, the peel around the wheat, together with the wheat? What does this have to do with dreams? You can't have wheat without the peel around it. Every chalayim has dvar b'talim. Even a part of the dream is going to be fulfilled. Even Yosef, the Ksiv, the pasuk says that Yosef says his dream, that the sun and the moon were bowing down to me, and the sun represents his father Yaakov, and the moon represents his mother Rachel. And at that time, the moon wasn't there yet, and still, so we see that the chaloyim was not completely fulfilled. A person should wait for the fulfillment of a good dream. It could take 22 years. The pasuk says, Eila Tadlus Yaakov. And then the pasuk says, Yosef ben Shvas Rishonah. Yosef was 17 years old. The ksiv. And then the pasuk says, Yosef ben Shloishim Shonah ba'omdol fnei Paroi. He was 30 years old when he stood in front of Paroi. Min Shavas Reat Tlosser Kamahava. How many years are there from 17 to 30? Tlasser, 13. And then there were the Sheva, the Sava, 7 years of the good years. And then there were the Tarti, the Kafna. And then there were the 2 years that when the brothers came, for a total of Esra Vishtayim. So we see that it could take sometimes 22 years. And the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh says, what's the significance of 22 years? Because we know there are 22 letters in the alabase. And the alabase is the letters with which the Torah was written. And the Torah is the source for everything good in life. Amar Rav Huna, Lodim Toiv, Eimarim Loichalim Toiv. A good dream is not shown to good people. Uladim Ra, Eimarim Loichalim Ra. Which means that good people see bad dreams that will cause them to do tshuva. Bad people don't see bad dreams. They only see good dreams that they should always be happy. And by being constantly happy, then he will not do tshuva. Of course, as we just learned, says the Mashal, Yosef, who was certainly a tzaddik, saw a good dream. But that's a dream that is in the category of a nevuah. And a dream that's in the category of a nevuah, that, of course, everybody sees. The same that we find by Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu saw a good dream. So I saw two pshatim from the Sefer Pnei Shabbos. Again, it was a category of a nevuah. Another pshat is that it was on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, even good people have the schus of seeing good dreams. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kol Shnoisov Shel David, all of the years of David, he never saw a good dream. Again, that he should always be b'tshuva. V'kol shnayis v'shalach ha'toifel, who was a rasha, l'roach ha'loim ra. V'ksiv, ask the Gemara, l'sun alecha ra. The pasuk says v'leisun lech ra v'amar av chizda amar av yimi ba'aba. What does that mean? Shalayevelucha lechalamis roim v'leirum roim. You won't have bad dreams and bad thoughts. V'negla yikra v'alecha shalaytimtza ishtecha sofk nida b'shosh at the bottom of aderech. Somebody comes home from a trip and he's expecting his wife that he can have relations with his wife, and then his wife is a nida. So if his wife's a nida, of course, he's a religious person and won't have relations. But if she's a Suffolk nida, he's not sure and he's constantly in this situation of doubt, and that is a terrible experience. Indeed, tzaddikim don't see bad chalomis, achrina chazile, but other people see bad chalomis about him. Ask the Gemara, if somebody doesn't see dreams, mayusahu, is that something positive? V'amar Abzeira, we learned this Gemara earlier in Amasechta, kol alon shiva yom b'loi chalom, if you sleep for 7 days without a dream, nikra, shenemba, v'soiva yolin bali pocket ra, Posh Pshat, the pasuk says, if you go to sleep full, you won't have any problems. But says the Gemara, Altikri Soiva El Sheva, if you sleep for 7 days without a dream, Nikra, Elach Kam De Chaza, a person sees dreams. But Vlayoda Mai Chaza, and as we said earlier in the Shir, if you don't interpret or if you don't remember the dream and you don't interpret the dream, then it doesn't have a negative effect. Amar Rav Huna bar Ami, Amar Rav Das, Amar Rav Yochanan, Haroi Chaloim, if somebody sees a dream, V'nafsha Aguma Olav, and he's distressed, Yelech V'yifterenu B'flei Shloisha, go have it interpreted in front of three people. Ask the Gemara, Yifterenu, is that what you should do, to have your dream interpreted? Didn't we learn earlier of Amar Rav Chizda, Chaloim D'Loi Mifshar, a dream that's not interpreted, Kagarta D'Loi Mekarya, is like a letter that's not read, leave it alone. The Gemara teaches us now that you should do Hatovas Chaloim. What does that mean? Leisa Tleisa, bring three people, Velemelu, and he should say, Chaloim Tova Chazoi, I saw a good dream, Velemelai Hanach, and they will say back to him, Tova Hav, it's a good dream, Vitova Lahava, and you should have good happen to you, Rachmana Lishavi Latoiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should only make it better. Shev Zimnan Ligzor Alechem Shemaim Delavitova, maybe decreed on you 7 times that it should be good, if you have a tava, and it will be good. For layman, he should say, Shloisha Apuchas, 3 psukim that speak about Hafuchas, things turning over. The Gemara is going to identify each one of those psukim. Shloisha Beduyos, 3 psukim that speak about redemption. The Shloisha Shlomos, and 3 psukim that speak about peace. Shloisha Apuchas, what is such psukim? Hafachta Mispli Lamachli, Petachta Saki, Vetazreini Simcho. Oz tismach besul b'machol uvekurim zakenim yachtov v'fachtem evlam l'sosim, and the 3rd pasuk is v'loy av Hashem l'kech l'shmoy l'bilam v'yapach, he turned the bad to good. Shlosh b'duyos t'ksiv podo b'shalom nafshi mekarvli. The next pasuk is uveduy Hashem yishuvin, and the next v'yom Hashem al shol hayonasun omus asher osi yeshua shloima. Shalosh, Shlomish Tiksiv, Bayer Nivs Vosayim, Shalom, Shalom, Lerochav Lekarav, Om Hashem Rufaisav, Vruach Lovshes Amosai, Vemata Kolachai, Ata Shalom, Aveska Shalom. Says the Gemara, Amayim Vazutriver of Ashi, Havyasu Behadi Adodi. These 3 people were sitting together. Amri Kolchad Vachabinon, Lema Milsud Lo Shamalel Chaveri. Let each one of us say something that we knew, that we never heard before. Pasachad minay v'omer. Hai man de chazal chalma. Somebody saw a dream. V'lo yoda mai chazal. And he doesn't know what he saw. That means either he doesn't know if it's a good dream or a bad dream. He doesn't remember the dream. He should say, leke kame kahanam. He should stand in front of the kahanam. Beden de parsi yadayu. When they do the duchening. V'le mahochi. And this is what he should say. Rebbeinu shloilem. Ani shalach v'chaloy moshe shalach. I am yours. Cholam chalamti v'ani yudei mahu. Bein shechlamti ani elatzmi, whether I dreamt about myself. Bein shechamli chaveri, or whether others have dreamt about me. Ben shachamti ochem, or I dreamt about others. Im taimim, if they're good dreams, chaskein ve'amtsem, strengthen them and fortify them. Kechaloisim shel Yosef, like the dream of Yosef that we just spoke about. Vimritzrichim refuah, and if they need to be made better, refuahem kamemel yadei Moshe Rabbeinu, like Moshe Rabbeinu made the bitter water of Marah sweet. Ukamirim mitzarato, or Miriam was healed from a tzaras. Kechizki mechalyo, Chizkiyo got better. We learned early in the Masechta when he was sick. And that's indeed what we say by the duchening. However, we in Chutz Laretz, who only duchen on Yom Tovim, should say it. In Eretz Yisrael, where duchening is done every day, they don't say it. And the person finishes together with the kahanim. So, Dani Tziburi, Amen. So when the tzibur says Amen, the Amen will not only go on the Birchus Kahanim, but the Amen will also go on this tefillah, V'iloi. And if he finishes this tefillah before the Kahanim finish their Birchus Kahanim, Le'mahachi, Adav Amoraim, Shachim Begvura, Ata Sholaim, Simcha Sholaim, Yerotzeh Fanecha Shatasam Aleinu Sholaim. Our meaning is that we try to finish the tefillah together with the Kahanim, as the Gemara just suggested, that the Amen should go on the Tefillah and on the Birkus Kahanim. And this Tefillah of Adam and Moroim, we say after the Birkus Kahanim. Pasach Idach V'Omar. So the other Amor said, this is what I'm going to teach. Hayman da Oyel Masa. If somebody comes to a city, V'Dochem Ein Abisha, and he's concerned about Ayin Hora, Linket Zuk for the Yod of the Amina, he should take the thumb of his right hand, and put it beyod of the smaller in his left hand, the zok for the yod of the smaller, and the thumb of his left hand beyod of the mini, he should put in his right hand, v'lei mahachi, and he should say as follows: I'm not planning by paralyni, bizarre the Yosef of Sinai, I'm a descendant of Yosef, and even if he's actually not a descendant of Yosef, he could say this anyway, because we're all descendants of Yosef HaTzadik, if we act like Yosef HaTzadik, l'sholta be'ein abisha, shnema ben paris Yosef, ben paris ali ayin, al tikri ali ayin ela oyla yayin, we're above the eye, we're above the ayin hara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mahacha, v'yidgu l'roiv, v'kerev ha'aretz, ma dagim shebiyom, mayim chasim alayim, the water separates, v'ein ayin rosh latzpem, and they need not worry about the ayin hara, Af Sarish Loyotzim, Ayn Horish Lotzpen. Vidoyan Ochel the Enim Bish Delay. But if he's afraid that if his own Ayn Horah, that means he might have put an Ayn Horah on somebody else, or he might have put an Ayn Horah even on himself. Lechsve Tafid in the Chir Desmele. He should point to the wall of his left nostril. So I saw from Elio Dessler, why are fish considered those that need not be concerned about an ayin hara? So he says, fish, even if they're in the water, sometimes you see them. But fish live totally separate from us. Somebody who separates himself from the rest of the world, from the olam hazeh, and from the gashmius, such a person needs not be worried about an ayin hara. Says the Gemara, Pasach idach v'omar. The next Amayra said, Hayman d'cholish, if somebody is nebuch sick, Yom Kamaloy Lagli, the first day he shouldn't announce that he's sick. Keichad Alelisrei Mazli, it could only cause him to get worse. As the Mashal says, the Gemara says, La'olam al yiftach adam peiv l'sotin. And I saw that the Paiskim indeed say that if you make a Mishaberich for Chayla, the Michsalaza says, don't say, you shouldn't call the person Hachayla. Mishaberich, you should say Mishaberich, say his name, but don't call him a chayla. Kyadarava, Kyavacholish, if he was sick, Yoim Echad Magli, the first day he wouldn't let people know. Mikan Ve'elech, Omle L'shame, he would tell his assistant, Puk Achris Ravacholish. Now you could announce that Rav is sick. Why? Because Manda Rachamli, somebody who likes me, Labai Rai Rachmi, will daven for me. Manda Sonali, and the person who doesn't like me, Lechrili, Lechdili, will be happy. V'ksib b'fol oivecha al tismach, u'bekoshloi al yoga libecha, penyir Hashem v'ra b'enav. Hashem sees how you're happy with the misery of someone else. V'heishmei olav apa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his anger and he'll be fine. Shmuel ke'av chazach ha'mabishav. Shmuel saw a bad dream. Amar, v'chalaymas hashav yidaberu. Dreams are nothing. But if you saw a good dream, Amar, are dreams nothing? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he speaks to us, to the Nevi'im, through a dream. And on one hand, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through dreams. The Ksiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us through dreams. Kasha, can I day malach? A cholam that comes through a malach is good. It has meaning. Kali de shade is meaningless. Amrav bizna bazavda, Amrav Kiva. Amrav padanda, Amrav Nachman. Amrav biraim, mishum zok mechot, umanu rabbeno. Esra abba post vichalem sahib Yerushalayim. There were 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Pamachas chalamti chalom. I once had a dream. Halachti etz kulam. And I went to all 24 of them. Umash apostle izeh, what one interpreted, lo apostle izeh, the other one didn't interpret. The kulam neskaimbi, and all of the interpretations were fulfilled. Slukaim mashnemar, as we learned in the shir number of times, kolach aloim esalcha machaper. The way the interpretation goes, that's the way the dream goes. Ask the Gemara, oto kolach aloim esalcha machaper krohu. Is that a pasuk? In says the Gemara Kriya Belozer. Domer Belozer, menayin shekolach aloim esalcha machaper shenema vehikash apostolonu. The Tsar Mashkim Sarifim say. To Paroi, like Yosef interpreted the dreams, Ken Hoya. Amar, Rava, Vahu, the Mefashle Main Chalmei. It has to be something close to what the dream is about. Shenemar, Ish Kechaloi Meposa. V'yas Sar Oifim. So Sar Oifim saw that Yosef interpreted dreams properly. Mino Yoda answers the Gemara Amar Belazim, Malam Shkol Echad V'Echad, Heru Chaloi Me. Everybody saw his own dream. Upisroin Chaloi Me Shachaveroi, and the interpretation of his friend's dream. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hishkin v'nafalei pasuk l'tachpiv. And somebody wakes up in the morning and a pasuk falls into his mouth. Hareze nevu katana. It's a nevu katana. It has meaning. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shloish chalomis meskayim. There are three types of dream that will be fulfilled. Chalom shel shachris, the dream you have in the morning. Because when you go to sleep, you're dreaming about what happened to you, what you experienced during the day, what you thought about during the day. In the morning, that's over. Chalom shecholom loy chaveroi, a dream that somebody else dreamt about you. He's not. Why is he thinking about you? It must be true. V'chalom shenifta b'chtoi chalom, a dream that the interpretation is part of the dream. V'yeshayim av chalom shenishna, a dream that's said twice. Shenamar v'al shonos hachalom by Paroi. The fact that it was twice made it true. Amar Hashem b'nachmeni Amri Yonason. A person dreams about what he thinks. Shenema, Ant Malkara, Yenoch Amashk of Slicha, the king, what you think about comes to you while you're bed. Vibai say, Mahacha Varayone, Lipka Tenda. You know what has occupied your thoughts. Amarova, Teda, Loimachsele Linish, nobody ever saw Dikla de Hava, a palm made out of gold. Vlaipela, the Isle Bekufa de Machta, nobody ever saw an elephant entering the eye of a needle. Dreams have connection to reality.